What the United States is saying is completely unreasonable. Their logic is all over the place, and there's no consistency at all. However, when Japan negotiates with what they are saying, to be frank, it's akin to being extorted by a delinquent. If Japan gives in, thinking it's a negotiation or a deal, and compromises on its position, it sets a bad precedent as a customary practice. If you give money to someone extorting you, they'll just come back to extort you again. In the first place, even their equations are completely nonsensical. I wasn't good at math either, but if that equation appeared in a math test, it would definitely score zero. That's why, even though Minister Akazawa is serious and capable, there's a concern about whether it's okay for a serious person to handle this. Since they're not a straightforward opponent, they won't listen to straightforward reasoning. Even though all options were mentioned, you must never show compassion to an opponent who isn't straightforward. If you ease up on them, it will set a bad example. In any case, I hope we absolutely do not give in to America's extortion. This may sound harsh, but it really is extortion. If we comply with this, it will truly set a bad example. Truly. Minister Iwata, I know you might not have much time, but I highly recommend watching the documentary about Roy Cohn, the lawyer who mentored him, and the documentary about Mr. Trump. By watching those, I hope you can gain some insight into what kind of person Mr. Trump is. When you watch it, you really get a sense of, oh, this is the kind of person he is. During the tariff review, he was so relaxed that he went to his own golf course. It wasn't a decision made after much deliberation. He's really mocking the world. Well, you know, Minister Akazawa is a serious person, and Minister Iwaya is also a serious person. So if you approach that person, seriously, you'll definitely just get taken advantage of. I believe that Minister Iwaya was quite spirited in his younger days, and I hope he remembers that. Even now, Minister Iwaya is full of energy, and I urge him to demonstrate that spirited nature in negotiations with the United States and to promise not to yield to any extortion. With that, I conclude my questions. Thank you very much.
Well, as you are already aware, the tariff measures by the United States are changing rapidly, like a daily menu, and I believe we are still in a very fluid stage. Therefore, I think it's not a situation where we can definitively say it will continue in a certain way. I believe it is important to first seek a review through negotiation efforts.